I don't know how many of us will want to commit ourselves to the meaning of that song today. Me, as for me, I hope you will follow me to say it as well. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Father, that's our confession this morning, that we will serve you. Because you are a wonderful God. You are a mighty God. You are a great God. And so we thank you for the privilege once again to listen to you. And we ask that you will send your words. And your words will do us good. And your words will bring blessings. And your word will bring salvation unto our souls. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Please go with me quickly to Psalm 127. Psalm 127. And I'll read from verse 3. And I'll read the Message version. Verse 3. Don't you see that children are God's best gift? The fruit of the womb is generous legacy. Like a warrior's fistful of arrow are the children of a vigorous youth. Oh, how blessed are you, parents, with your quivers full of children. Your enemies don't stand a chance against you. You will sweep them right off your doorsteps. May God bless the reading of his words. Also go quickly to Luke 15. Luke 15. And I will start from verse 20. Also the Message version. Luke chapter 15, starting from verse 20. He got right up and went home to his father. When he was still a long way off, his father saw him, his heart pounding. He ran out, embraced him, and kissed him. The son started his speech. Father, I have sinned against God. I have sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son ever again. But the father wasn't listening. He was calling to the servant. Quick, bring a clean set of clothes. And dress him, put the family ring on his finger, and sandals on his feet. 23. Then get a grain-fed heifer and roast it. We are going to feast. We are going to have a wonderful time. My son is here, given up for dead and now alive. Given up for lost and now found. And they began to have a wonderful time. May God bless the reading of his words. Brethren, I know that you are full of thoughts about your life and that of your family as we have been going in this month talking about family. I am too. But as a Christian, you and I also believe that our future is assured in Christ Jesus. We are assured that if we serve the Lord, our future is assured in Christ Jesus. Congratulations. I say congratulations to you. Congratulations to you. Because that's why we also sing that song. God give us Christian home. I won't go through it. I know you know it, but I will, at a point in time, come back to it. But the scripture that we have read confirms our future. And that our future is our heritage. And that our future is our family. The center of our family is our children, which the Bible has described as the best gifts from God. So children are our future. Well-raised children are like arrows in the pocket of a mighty man and a woman of valor. Enemies has no chance with well-raised children. They have no chance at all. My prayer is that your children will give you joy. They will make you proud. They will make you happy always. You will not sorrow over them. In Jesus' name, your family shall remain blessed today and always. Today, God's message is that you should remember always that your family is your future. Your family is your future. Therefore, you should cultivate your future. Tell the person sitting next to you, cultivate your future. If you like, that's the title of the message. Cultivate your future. Man or woman, young or old, please cultivate your future. It's like a farmer. When you give a farmer a seed, particularly a good seed, he will plant it in the soil. He will water it. He will put fertilizer. He will weed the soil. He will tend the seeds as the plants are growing. And then he will receive a bountiful fruit. It is the same if you cultivate your heritage. If you nurture and raise your children, your God's given special gift, you will reap great delight. You will reap boundless joy. You will reap good health, and you will reap great blessings, even at old age. Even at old age. That's your future, as it is foretold in the scripture. That's the way the scripture has packaged it. Once again, I pray that you'll be fruitful. Your family will succeed. Your children will excel. The focal point for God's message today on the family is the father, the man. It's like Reverend had seen the message that the Holy Spirit has given me today. The role of the father in cultivating the future of the family. The role of the senior partner in cultivating the future of the family. That is what will be the centerpiece of today's message. So I encourage all men, I encourage all fathers to be, all fathers, all grandfathers, all great grandfathers, wherever you are, to please pay special attention to God's words today. Of course, women, our most significant order, our most significant half, the spouses to be, the mothers, the grandmothers, the great-grandmothers, you should also pay attention. Remember, God created you as helpmeet from his ribs, so that man can be able to fulfill his role in cultivating the future of the family, as well as fulfilling your own role in that partnership. So cultivating the future is the responsibility of a mighty man and a woman of valor. It is a partnership. It is a partnership in a Christian home. So today I'm going to start from the man. I'm going to use the man as the anchor point. I'm going to use the father. You see, there's this stage of transformation of man from a child to a youth to a man to a husband, and then he becomes a father. Subsequently, grandfather, great-grandfather. In all of these stages, a woman is involved, either as mother or as wife. So it is true that there could be no man fulfilling his responsibility without a woman. Now let's turn to the men. The starting question today to men, whether you are old or young, is, are you a father indeed? Are you a father in action? Or for those who are young, are you planning and proposing to be a father indeed, or to be a father in action? That is someone that is committed to cultivating God's best gift. Someone that is committed to playing a senior partner role. Are you committed to that? I'm asking that question. If you are committed to being a father indeed, if you are committed to cultivating your future, can you raise up your hand so that God will see your heart? Raise up your hand with me so that God will see your heart. The reason I want you to raise up your hand is not for me. I am doing mine, but it is for God to see my heart. Because peradventure, you are committed, but there are hindrances. The Holy Spirit wants to go into action. God wants to put angels on assignment. So you have to have an open heart. You have to be willing. So I ask the question again. If you are committed to cultivating your future, to playing your due role in the family, please raise your hand. Please raise your hand. Show your commitment. Show God that you really want to cultivate your future. You want to keep and manage a special gift. You can put down your hands. I see that you are very, very obedient. Obedient to God. Because like I said, peradventure, you are willing, but there are hindrances. And there are always hindrances. God sees your heart. God sees your heart, and he will send divine help to you. God will send divine help to you to assist you. The Holy Spirit will renew his work in you as you listen to God today. The Bible says, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, that you need endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you will receive the promise. Hebrews 10, 35 and 36. Again, you remember that song that I mentioned? God give us grace, then home. There is a line in the second verse that says, homes where Father is true and strong. I pray you will receive strength. You will receive strength to act in accordance with God's instruction. Men, you will succeed. You will be blessed. You will not be disgraced. You will not be ashamed. The Bible says you will sweep your enemies off their feet. You will stay at your doorstep and ask, where are they? I wonder. That will be your portion in Jesus' name. You and your family shall be blessed in Jesus' name. Cultivate your future. Protect your future. Nurture your future. Be a father indeed. Be a father in action. Unfortunately, there are not many examples of exemplary fathers in the Bible. Not many that cultivated their future. Even the mighty Aaron was not. Abimelech offered strange fire to God. That's what he did. Leviticus chapter 10. Gideon was not. Abimelech murdered 70 half-brothers in one day. Judges 9. Samuel did not. His sons took bribe and they violated justice. 1 Samuel 18. Hezekiah did not. Manasseh, his son, revised his father's reform He built pagan temples. 2 Kings 21. But there is the loving father of two sons, the prodigal son and his elder brother, which we just read. That is an example of a father indeed. This man who remains nameless, and I wish the Bible had given him a name. I would have loved to bear that name. I'm sure you would have loved to bear that name. Let's look at the story again, because he was a father indeed. In that story, what we are always used to is talking about the prodigal son. Today, I want you to look at the father. Look at the father. Look at what he did. Look at how he protected his future. There's a lot of lesson that God wants us to get from that. You may say that the father did not do well at the beginning when he allowed his son to leave home, not matured, with so much wealth. But that's the tradition of the Jews in those days. I guess it may have changed. It may be different now. You see, last Sunday, there was a discussion on permissive parenting. In fact, this morning again, it was repeated that permissive parenting is something we have to be careful about. While we should not be permissive, we should not be too strict. But permissive parenting is something to be careful about. And you may say that this man was permissive at the beginning. I remember a fellow who my daughter wanted to stop schooling when he was in 100 level, law, University of Ibadan. Then there was this 6 months hustle strike. And because she was at home and all of that, one morning she came and told us, I got in admission abroad. I would like to go abroad. She did all the admission exercise and everything without telling us. She said, I'm going. Ah. We said, no. We said, no. It was a tug of war. Today, she's happy. Today, we are happy. Let's come back to our story. The prodigal son came back. And the father now did the right thing. He acted as a father indeed. He said he has found his son who was lost and he was not going to lose him again. He has found his son who was dead, came alive, he was going to keep him alive. He permanently cultivated his heritage. He nurtured his God's given gift. Now listen. What did he do? What he did was very instructive. Very, very instructive. Very ordinary, but great elements for nurturing of our children. If you look at Luke 15, 22 and 23 again, you will see that he gave his son robe. He gave his son ring. He gave his son sandals. Three ordinary, but spiritually powerful elements. Spiritually powerful elements. Go with me to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, 13 to 15. And I will read the amplified versions. It says, therefore, put on God's complete armor, that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger. And having done all the crisis demand, to stand firmly in your place. Stand therefore. Hold your ground, having tightened the belt of truth around your loins, having put on the breastplate of integrity and of moral rectitude and right standing with God, and having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemies with firm-footed stability, the promptness and the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace. He If you have a good revelation, like the Holy Spirit helped me in looking at that passage, you will see that one, the robe represents the armor of God. It represents a shield from evil. It represents a shield on that child from the influence of society, from the influence of friends, from the deceit of friends. It confers honor and dignity on the child. The ring represents authority, the breastplate of righteousness, rightful place, strong faith based on truthfulness and righteousness. That's what the ring, the family ring, represents on that child. The sandals was peace from good news, the word of God, that makes one fully prepared for any eventuality, fully prepared for any challenges of life. Words like "it is written." Words like "God said." Words and prayers that will make one an overcomer. Those are the things that he gave to his son. Those are the ways in which he ensured that this boy was lost before, is not going to be lost again. That this boy was dead, now alive, is not going to die again. Not dead as in physical death. He secured his future. He secured his future. He said afflictions will not rise again. This boy will not be deceived again. That the battle is not of flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. And he shielded and protected his son against that. I pray that in your home, in your family, affliction shall not rise in Jesus' name. Please act. The father did not only give food, he also protected his son. He also protected his son. You have the duty of care. As my brother, Dr. Jewumi, said last Sunday, fathers, you have the responsibility. You are the senior partner. As Christ is the head of the church, you are the head of the home. And one of your responsibilities is to protect, is to provide, is to preserve your family and preserve your future. You also read in the Bible the way the father managed the eldest son, who was not happy. After, if I were the same, I would not be. That's a loving father. That's a father indeed. Let's look at our own example today. I have come to realize that if in a family you are a father in action, you are a father indeed, you will be called dad. You will not be called father. You will be called dad by your children. And you will be called our daddy by your wife. Daddy wa. Last Sunday, Okaku's son said, "Dad." I picked it. Said, "Dad, I know we don't agree most of the time, but I thank you for your love for me." Dad. Those days when I hear "dad" from my children, and my wife echoes and says, "Daddy, wow, oh wow," I start looking for my purse. Because I know I will have to drop. I'm sure I'm not the only one in that situation. Many of you are human ATMs. You will have to drop. That's your responsibility. That's your role. And I thank God that your pocket will not run dry. It is desirable to transform from a father to a dad. It is very, very, very desirable to become a father in action and a father indeed. So youth, I ask you to aspire to become a dad. I ask you to become a father with good deeds. That should be in your vision. That should be in your mind. Mothers, wives, please continue to help us. Continue to direct us. Continue to control us to become a father indeed, a dad. When I said control, I mean it, so because you are remote control. It's a man who deceives himself that will not know. That is the head, but sitting on the neck, and the neck controls the head. Nobody can you see me, Belema, you see? Hey, but you see me, you're going to regret it later. Children, youth, continue to encourage us. Pray for us. Ask God to strengthen us. Ask God to bless the work of our hand. Call us dad. It has a meaning. Call us dad. The day I was 60, and I came in here and we had a Thanksgiving, a child in this church who is now a big boy walked up to me there and prayed for me. Just stood in front of me and said, "I want to pray for you, sir." And he prayed for me. I will never forget that gift. I will never forget that gift and the blessings that brought. So children, youth, I ask that you continue to pray for us. I ask that you continue to pray for us. The father of the prodigal son, let me just return to him for a moment, is a great dad. One is a provider, an advisor, a loving father, a supporter, a great manager of people and materials. He surely has a method. He has a style. And I think it's God's given style. It's God's given style. God's given method. So what method are you asking God to teach you today? So that you can cultivate your heritage. So that you can secure your future. How can you become a dad? Not demanding it, but earning it. Not insisting that I am the head, but earning that senior partnership. What method are you going to ask God to give you? Or what method are you going to ask God to strengthen in you if you already have it? Let's go to three attributes of an excellent dad. Quickly. Three attributes of an excellent dad. Number one, a discerning dad. A discerning dad. Ask God to make you a visionary father, to give you a spiritual sight, insight, insight, and foresight. That's the title of the book my wife wrote on topics like this. Insight, spiritual insight, spiritual foresight. The ability to see beyond the immediate, to see and know what others could not see. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. The Message version says, "There is far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are here today, gone tomorrow. But the things we can't see now will last forever." Ask God to give you inner eyes, spiritual sight, wisdom, deep thinking, wide knowledge, tolerance, patience, to make you see many things. These are great attributes. These are great style. And I suspect these are the style that the father of the prodigal sons has. With these styles, you will do good deeds. You will manage the home properly. You must be a good listener. Not quick to judgment. Not quick to judgment. A teacher, let me tell you a story. A teacher once asked an elementary school once asked a child that if I give you two apples and I give you another two apples, how many apples do you have? The child said five. He asked that question three times and the child said five. The classmates were laughing. Then he changed the question and said, "Okay, I give you two oranges, another two oranges. How many do you have?" The child said four. So he now felt, okay, this child now knows So he says, let's go back to the apple. And even took apples and gave two and gave another two and said, how many do you have? The child said, five. He was very annoyed. The classmates were astonished. He walked up to the child, knocked the air and scolded and said, why do you say five? You're supposed to be a brilliant child. Can't you see it is four? The child, now crying, said, it is because I have an apple in my bag. And he brought out the apple. The teacher was embarrassed. Because the question is, how many do you have? Not how many have I given you? The child was a good listener, but the teacher was quick to judgment, and he was not following what he was giving. In a home where we have a discerning dad, it is common to hear dad said, daddy, how did you know? Let us ask daddy before we do it. Oh, there you have attained the level of senior partnership. Let's quickly go to the second one. Active dad. Ask God to make you a father that is able and available to cater for your family, that is active in making wealth and sharing it, sharing itself, sharing your resources with the family. Relationship with family matters. Relationship with your wife, relationship with your children. More cordiality, more friendship, more fellowship. Less of self. You must be an activist at home. I am always glad when my wife and my children ask, dad, when are you going to be home? We miss you. Not when this, not a situation where people will say, ah, put your dad down, Sinle. Like Olumide said, he said he's always happy when he gets home and tells the children to come, because his own experience is otherwise. Be an active dad. Have a good relationship. Number three, discipler dad. And I think this is the most important. Ask God to make you the pastor of your family, the coach, the trainer, the mentor, the motivator, the cheerleader of your family. Because that's your future. If they succeed, you succeed. If they shine, you will glow. I'm sure you have heard of our own Babani. Eh? Oh, yes. In fact, even if it is our Mamani, eh, you should be the Baba that is standing beside our Mamani. Eh? Proudly. I did not mind going to sit in the cold weather in Aberdeen when Ibuku, my daughter, made a fantastic grade when she did her master's in engineering. I didn't mind that because I was very proud. But you have to have cultivated your future. Last week, upper week, my wife was struggling with getting the DSTV to work, because the housemaid had touched the socket. She called me in Abuja. I had no clue. Then she called her engineer daughter. Within seconds, the DSTV was working. It is sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. For your children, please give them a good training. Not just educational. Correct them. Discipline them. Join your wife to discipline them. Do not overprotect. Do not overprotect. Proverbs 3:12 says, for whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father corrects a child whom he delights. For your wife, encourage her. Provide tender, loving care. As my loving wife said 2 weeks ago at the Bible study, women need kindness. They need patience. They need understanding. They need empathy. And they need compassion. Let me add that more than any other thing, women need good words in appreciation. Eshegoni, eku itojuwa, amore. Men, I hope you will join me. You look at your wife and say, Eshegoni, eku itojumi, amore. I hope you are doing it because, bro, look, they said we should practice. Me, I practice, so every morning I look at her and I said, Eshegoni, eku itojumi, momore. Last Sunday, we saw the demonstration of the effect of good works. Brother Steve. You remember Brother Steve? You remember Roncus Roncus? Brethren, men, hide your family in Christ. That's what the father of the prodigal son did. Put yourself and your heritage under the refuge of God, the great provider, the mighty protector, the wonderful teacher, and the magnificent, excellent pilot. The last verse in that song, God give us Christians home, says, homes where the children are led to know that Christ in his beauty, who loves them so. Finally, God is trusting you with a team. Or God is going to trust you with a team. Your wife and your children. That's your future. That's your future. Please lead them aright. Or prepare to lead them aright. It's your responsibility. The surest way to be right with God and to enjoy your future is to be an excellent dad. A father that is designing, a father that is active, a father that is a disciple. Please picture your future in the scripture. Cultivate your heritage. Last, it will be you and your family. Men, last, it will be you and your family. Let us pray. Hey, ni Baba, Toto Baba. Eyini baba toju baba lo eyini baba
toto baba eyini baba toju baba lo.
Men, God the father of all father is here to help you today. Once again, open your hearts. Ask God to make you a father indeed. Ask God to give you a discerning spirit. Ask God to strengthen you and give you wisdom to serve your family. To sow goodness into their lives, into the lives of your children, into the lives of your wife. Ask for the enablement to disciple your family in words and in the right living. Women, please pray for us. Pray for men. Pray for yourself. You are designed to be helpmates. You are designed to help men to be able to meet their responsibility. So, in your prayers, pray for us. Youth, pray for parents. Pray for your parents. Pray for parents generally, and pray for yourself. Because you should also have a vision. You should also have a vision of being an exemplary father, an exemplary mother, a mother in Israel. Pray for yourself. Listen, men, if you need a touch to seal your commitment to God today, kindly see any of the pastors after the service. I'm asking men, if you want to seal your commitment to be a father indeed, see any of the pastors at the end of the service. And particularly, do not but attend the family clinic next Saturday. God is going to do wonderful things because He has seen your heart, He has seen your commitment, and God will bless you. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your work in our life. We appreciate you for your word today. I pray that you will transform our life for good deeds today and always. Lord, bless our families. Make us ambassadors of Christ in our nation. Make our men fathers indeed, and our women mothers in Israel. Help us to train our children, your precious gift to us, to become great and successful in your vineyard. Thank you, everlasting God. In Jesus' name, we pray.